at the 2012 Conservation in Action Tour. I'm visiting with Richard Ingram. And Richard, tell me what you do and where you work.
Well, I'm employed at the Mississippi Department of Environmental Quality, and I'm the Special Projects Administrator for the agency. And basically what that means is if there's a priority issue, priority event, I'm probably involved in it some way.
Well, here I think you were speaking to the issue of, you know, we're in this Mississippi Delta, and we kind of, everything flows down there to the Gulf of Mexico. What kind of thoughts did you want to share with this group, or did you share with them today?
Well, I was asked to talk about how we took the action plans, one developed by the Hypoxia Task Force, one developed by the Gulf of Mexico Alliance, and how we integrated them into our programs, and how we developed nutrient load-reducing strategies to mitigate excessive nutrient loadings both within state waters and also to mitigate Gulf hypoxia. We're the first state. This Delta region is the first region in the country to do that, and in a very significant way, a lot of the approaches that were developed up here are being replicated throughout. It's not rocket science, but it's not easy, but it's not rocket science.
Well, when you consider how many states this river flows through, it's going to take a lot of people working together eventually to really get to where I guess we want to be, right?
Yeah, and that's the key. And what we're blessed in Mississippi that we're just used to working together. You'll hear that a lot. We took it for granted. But as we've worked with other states, part of our role as a state co-lead on the Hypoxia Task Force and our role at the Gulf of Mexico Alliance leading the nutrient priority issue team is to try to get other states to develop strategies. And so it takes partnerships. And what's great is a lot of the people you see here today, you've heard them talk about parts. We don't have to talk about ourselves. We talk about our partners.
Well, what do you think about what you see with what these farmers are doing here, organizational assistance and work being done by, like, Delta Farm and CTIC?
Oh, it's absolutely critical. Again, I'm going to go back to our strategies. The Department of Environmental Quality was a partner with Delta Farm in the development of the strategies. If we would have gone up here by ourselves, even though we've got great relationships, we couldn't have been nearly as effective. And so through Delta Farm and organizations like CTIC, we're able to do more assisting producers, assisting farmers, working with them. That we're known as regulators, but in my whole tenure at the agency, I've been in a regulatory program 1 year. So to let them see a lot of the voluntary programs that are out there and encourage them to participate.
How would you describe the interaction you've had with the attendees here? We've got about 260 people, I believe, but they come from all over and all different types of work that they do.
Well, it's great. We've had the good fortune of, as I mentioned a little while ago, of having some farmer-to-farmer exchanges with other states, and it's a great concept to learn from one another. And a big part of that nutrient strategy approach is to be able to try to transfer to other states, to other regions. And so it's been very uplifting. We face a lot of the same problems. It's interesting, a lot of the different approaches that we come up with. We learn every time we talk with someone else.
Well, we'll do our best to try to get the word out so that, especially those folks that don't live on the farm, don't really know what's going on out here in the countryside, might be aware of how much work is being done to try to be better stewards of the land. So I thank you very much, Richard Ingram, and we've been visiting here at the 2012 Conservation Action Tour. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.